Hello, welcome back to Sportsport Podcast, episode 25. I'm Aiden.
I'm Billy.
And I'm Alejandro.
And today we will be going through more free agency stuff in the NFL, as well as a few things from the NBA and MLB.
Yeah, so we're going to start out in the NFL. Redskins offensive tackle Trent Williams. There's been rumors about him wanting to leave the Redskins organization. I mean, who wouldn't want to leave that thing for the past year? And his agent came out this week and physically said that he wanted Trent to be traded.
Depart.
Yeah, so, you know, we're thinking of teams here. Well, first of all, this is pretty harsh from the agent, you know, there's outright. So Trent really has no future with the Redskins, although last season it looked like he had no future with the Redskins. It looked like he was just going to hold out and stuff like that. But they kept him anyways. Kind of a waste of a year, I'd say, for a guy who's aging.
Yeah.
So unfortunate for him. But he's going to get traded. We're looking at teams that might need a tackle. Teams like the Buccaneers or any of those contenders. Like the Buccaneers need a tackle.
Because they need to protect Tom Brady.
Yeah, and if you can go get Trent Williams, I mean, that's a pretty good acquisition, I'd say.
Mm-hmm.
So Trent in Tampa, to me, makes the most sense. You can make arguments for other teams, and that probably eventually will go to another team. But Tampa just seems like right now would probably be the best fit for Trent. I don't really see any other places there, but that's one small news thing. Okay, so one of the bigger parts of this week was Cam Newton getting cut by the Panthers. It's after they gave him permission publicly to search for a trade, which is one of the weirdest things I've seen. Because why would you put that out in the public, first of all? It just kind of seems like the public already knew, yes, but that's kind of harsh, I think.
Yeah,
just putting it out from public eye. Like you.
And it hasn't really seemed like Cam's been getting a lot of attention from teams, and it doesn't really look like a team has been going in depth and looking into actually signing him.
Which is, you
don't really like to see that because he's a good quarterback. There's plenty of teams out there that could use him.
Yeah, I'm sure a lot of teams can use him. It's just not a lot of teams right now that need a quarterback to kind of sit on their own guy. I know a couple teams like the Bills that I don't like their quarterback, and I can see where they're going, that it's not going to work out, like with Josh Allen. I can pretty confidently say that it's not going to work out in my eyes. But, you know, they're not going to waste that. You know, the Bears already got Nick Foles, and there's not really a lot of homes for Cam. Patriots and Dolphins are the really only ones there. And there's also the Chargers, but they pretty much said that they're going to stick with Tyrod.
And
so I don't think they're going to get off of Tyrod.
The Bengals, if they end up trading Dalton somewhere.
Yeah, but they're going to go for Joe Burrow, so I don't see
that happening. Yeah, fair point.
So, really, you're down to those three teams. And the Patriots right now, they signed Hoyer, so it looks like they're going to stick with Stidham. The Dolphins are going for Tua, most likely, or to trade up for Burrow. But they seem pretty confident just putting Ryan Fitzpatrick back there for another year if they draft Tua and have to nurse him for a year, which actually his throwing videos look very, very good. So that's should bring a lot of confidence into the Dolphins that he could possibly start year one. But still looks like he'll probably be more of a sit for a year and then bring him over into his sophomore year as the starter. And, you know, Fitzpatrick's contract lines up with that. It expires in a year. So that would make a lot more sense. Plus, I'm sure the Dolphins don't want to take on a huge cap hit after signing Byron Jones and all those big free agents like Van Noy that they signed. They have a ton of cap space, but I don't think they want to waste it on a year of Cam Newton, which they're not going to use. So that doesn't really make sense. And, yeah, not a lot of places for Cam. I think Cam needs to understand that he probably will have to take a cheap contract to go to another team now, which it's not because of his skill set, just because of how other teams are set up. They already have their solidified guy, so he's going to have to take a step down.
Most teams are really looking for more of like a wide receiver for their quarterback because they're set on their quarterbacks. They're just looking for other weapons.
Yeah. Just everybody's comfortable with what they have, so Cam really can. demand anything because he has no leverage. Because they already have their guy. They're going to be like, okay, you're too much money. We don't want you. So he needs to step down to like that Kyle Allen level of money.
Sadly.
Which he is definitely worth way more than what Kyle Allen would be. But he needs to step down to that $5 million like a year level because that's where he that's the highest he's gonna get. It's like with Jadeveon Clowney. Clowney hasn't been signed for ages. And that's because he's demanding like $20 million a year when he probably should only be getting like 13 at the most. So Cam just needs to step down. That's definitely what he needs to do. He needs to realize who he is after all these injuries and everything, and just with all the situations, he needs to realize that he's just not worth what he used to be. Anyways. Some minor news, Philip Dorsett, he signed with the Seahawks on a one-year deal after having a lot of interest, surprisingly, for Philip Dorsett. He doesn't do a ton, but he leaves the Patriots, so the Patriots wide receiver core is even more thinned out. Seahawks add another weapon to pair with DK Metcalf and Tyler Lockett. So they have a lot of good outside wide receivers going on with Metcalf and Lockett and Dorsett. Just guys that can – well, Metcalf is fast somewhat, but he's more of a body type guy. But Dorsett and Lockett, though, they can burn you downfield. So if you have both of those guys going on vert, it's going to be super nasty. So that you definitely have Wilson gearing up for more long throws in 2020-2021 season there with the signing of Dorsett. What's even like even more crazy is that the Panthers signed former Jets wide receiver Robbie Anderson to a $10 million a year deal, 2 years, $20 million, which was a very good signing in terms of getting weapons for Teddy Bridgewater. And I just love this Panthers team so much.
They're looking like they're going to be pretty good.
The division's really tough, so they might not even make the playoffs, but it's a playoff caliber.
They'll still be an interesting team to watch.
Yeah, you got Teddy Bridgewater, you got DJ Moore, Curtis Samuel, and now you got Robbie Anderson as the wide receiver core, so that just steps their wide receiver core up so much because you actually put in a guy who has a lot of experience there and is a good player. So you have the vet, and then you have the younger guys who are starting to turn into guys that are used to the NFL. And then you have Christian McCaffrey, obviously, in the backfield, who's arguably the best running back in the league and one of the best receiving backs in the league. So you have that as well. But the defense would probably be the only concern here with the Panthers, although they have Brian Burns. You know, Kuechly's leaving, so you have some holes at linebacker, but they still have a top pick. I think they have a top 10 pick. I'm pretty sure, but they can address their offensive line, which needs some help, and they can address their defense, which they also lost, I believe, James Bradbury in the offseason. So they need some help on defense, and they need some help with the O-line, but that's about it. I mean, they have the skill position weapons, and they have the main guys. If they can just get over those two hurdles, then they'll be fine. But they look good, and they look like they can compete right away. They don't have to compete right away, but in a few years, they're going to be very good, I feel. I feel like the Panthers are building definitely a good, very good team if Bridgewater can still perform consistently.
Especially after Breeze will most likely retire.
And then, Brady's going to be out of the division too.
And McCaffrey will be in his prime. Bridgewater will be settled into the system. Anderson might be, I don't know where he'll be.
And Matt Ryan might be gone at that point too.
So you're looking at the Panthers team that could head the division in a few years.
Yeah, the Panthers' future looks really bright. I really think that they could do a lot. Just with how the division looks like it might fall down with all the quarterbacks getting older. And now the Panthers are kind of the only ones with the younger one, and they have a super young core. And it's like this team could go for a very long time and possibly win a couple Super Bowls in the future. That's my team right now that I think
– underdog?
Yes, but you look at them and they're like – that's the team that's going to win.
They're not really underdogs, but because the division they're in, they get looked over a lot.
You're like, in the next 10 years, that's a team that is definitely going to win the Super Bowl one of those years.
Mm-hmm.
You just know it from how like young they are and how good they are. It's like guaranteed. It's like the best team that you could choose for the next 10 years. I feel that they're that. So, the Panthers. The Bucks re-signed Ndamukong Suh. Ndamukong Suh isn't really that good of a player anymore. Had down a bit of down year. You know, he can still get after the pass rusher. He can still get after the pass, but, you know, they're still – they kept the core intact besides for Rashad Perryman, who signed with the Jets. Good little signing for the Jets, although they have Jameson Crowder still. And, you know, they have players at the wide receiver position. Perryman, if he can pan out, who knows. But I feel like – in Adam Gase's system, Perryman's going to take another step back again and just won't be good anymore. So I'm kind of sad that he signed with the Jets. I think if he went back to the Buccaneers, it would have been better. But that's even worse for Brady because now Brady doesn't have the slot again. So The Tom Brady slot wide receiver problem just comes up again. And there's nothing to fix that right now. So Perryman, I feel like he just kind of wasted his free agency to go to the Jets. It is a year deal, so, and he cashed it in for $8 million, but I feel like Perryman kind of wasted that opportunity. Tyler Eifert, he signed with the Jacksonville Jaguars. Again, this is later in free agency, so not as good players, obviously, but still efficient. Eifert is off the board. You still got Delanie Walker on board for tight ends. So there's older guys, but they're starting to go off the board. And if the Patriots want to go after one, they're kind of failing as of right now. And for finally in the NFL, there wasn't a ton, but the Rams unveiled a new logo.
I gotta get
you guys' thoughts on this. It's very weird. It leaked on a hat that we posted on the Instagram. A few weeks ago when it leaked. But this is the Rams' new logo.
I don't like it.
Yeah. They have like two logos. They have the LA thingy, and then they have the just Ram. But I like the old logo so much better than this. What is this? The Ram looks sad, first of all.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have much. The main
it doesn't have much ferocity.
Yeah. The main LA logo, it looks all right, somewhat, but people are saying that it looked like the Chargers logo
on the hat, which it does.
On the main logo, it doesn't as much, but it still kind of bothers me. Like, it could go for either team, to be honest.
And I really think they should have just stuck with the old logo. The old logo looks so much better. And I hope they keep the old helmets, but the yellow ones. Those ones look way better than the white.
Yeah.
So... And the Patriots are set to reveal a new uniform at some point.
Yeah, in the next few months. So we'll see what that looks like. But yeah. So out of 10, what do we think this Rams logo is?
4.2.
A 4.2. All 100. What do you give this, the Rams rebrand logo?
Yeah, just like a 4 or 5.
That they're going to bring into SoFi. It's just... I think it's gonna. I think it's like a. It's a 4. It's bad. It's a bad logo.
Mm-hmm.
I think we can all agree with that. And I don't know why the Rams decided to change it. Like, there's some teams that, like, okay, we know you can change your logo, but the Rams, they've changed their logo over time, but, like, I think.
It just didn't seem necessary.
It doesn't seem necessary, and their uniforms and logo looked completely fine. I don't know. It looks bad. So that's what we have for NFL news. And it is lame. Okay, on to the NBA. We got, not necessarily NBA, but... NBA
basketball as a whole.
Basketball as a whole. Obi Toppin, who plays for Dayton, he won the AP Player of the Year. And after he won the AP Player of the Year, well, his coach also won AP Coach of the Year. So Dayton pretty much took home all of the awards.
Major awards,
besides for the NCAA championship, because that got canceled. Thank you. His parents apparently want the Warriors. That's a report that came out. Can we see Obi Toppin going to the Golden State Warriors?
I don't know. Maybe.
You don't know? Maybe. The Warriors are projected. They're horrible. So Obi is a good player, obviously. He put up some pretty good numbers at Dayton. You know, Dayton's a smaller school, so maybe not as good, obviously. 6'9", 220. He has that big size. Power forward. And, you know, he's projected in the top 10, but I don't see really the Warriors going for this guy when they can possibly get James Wiseman, because they're going to be, like, in the top three most likely. Mm-hmm. Is this such a bad team? And
yeah, I'm expecting James Wiseman to go top three to someone.
And you have Anthony Edwards and James Wiseman. Those guys are going to be in the top three most likely. So you have those two guys most likely that the Warriors are going to be able to choose from, because I think they're going to be in the top. So if they fall out of like the top five, maybe they'll go for Obi. He averaged 20 points, 7.5 rebounds, shot through 63%. So decent numbers. He could shoot the three. I
don't see it. I think he has potential, but, you know, he could be kind of like one of those guys like Miles Bridges, who averaged good numbers in college but never really translated over.
I kind of get that vibe. But Obi is a good player. I don't think that he's what the Warriors want. I think they're going more the James Wiseman route, especially how Wiseman might fall because he didn't play the whole entire NCAA season.
I don't see how he would fall, though. He's in like
I don't think he should fall. But
he showed that
I think he will.
He
doesn't
really
have
that much
defensively.
He doesn't have that much of a chance to fall either. There's not going to be any team or player going.
Especially because of the need for forwards.
Yeah,
he just doesn't have a ton of tape though. So
there's
like,
no one going off in tournament though. So
yeah,
it's usually tournament.
There's not.
I think he should be the number one pick.
I think Anthony Edwards.
I like Wise.
Depends on the fit
more.
Yeah, it depends on the team that would be best fit.
I think if Wiseman played the whole season, he would have had.
The Warriors would be looking like a pretty good defensive team if they got Wiseman, though. Because they'd have Clay, Draymond, and Wiseman, who are all pretty good defenders. And it's about all they have defensively.
Yeah, the Warriors kind of fell apart.
Yeah, honestly. Real fast.
Yeah.
And injuries kind of didn't help.
But if they can reload with James Wiseman, that'd be sweet for them.
Yeah.
Trae Young, he might get a shoe with Adidas.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
Trae Young. What are your opinions on Trae Young?
I don't know.
Good
he's a good
bad
player.
Team.
He's a
good player.
Doesn't play great. Do you think he deserves a shoe though? Do you think he deserves a shoe?
He's marketable.
It'll sell.
Yeah. He got what he needed.
He's like the star of a very large city that doesn't really have anything athletically going for them.
Yeah.
Happy 28-3 day, by the way.
Indeed.
Speaking of Atlanta. the MLB, we're going to jump to some of that. So Noah Syndergaard, pitcher for the Mets, he needs Tommy John surgery.
As well as David Price of the Red Sox.
Dodgers.
Yeah, I meant to say. That's what I meant to say.
So, this is a good time for Tommy John. Let's be honest here. And Chris Sale also needs Tommy John. So
I was thinking.
I meant Sale.
And I
screwed up. Not David Price.
Yep, yeah,
Chris Sale.
That's why I said Red Sox.
Yeah.
Eric with the notes. Yeah. So, anyways. Both those guys need Tommy John surgery. Great time to get Tommy John surgery because the MLB season.
Season's postponed to plenty of time to recover.
Well, not necessarily. But it's a year-long type thing. It's a good time, though, because they might go into some tournament thing or something. The MLB is like one of the worst run or sports organizations I've seen during this whole entire COVID-19 thing. They've handled everything horribly. They canceled stuff, which is good, and they did all that. But then they're like, oh, should we cancel the draft? And, oh, should we shorten the draft now? Or
no one really gets together for the draft anyway, so it's not that big of a deal.
Yeah, but they should do the draft. Like, for the MLB, it's not a big deal there. And like Manfred, obviously he's under fire for all this handling of the Astros stuff, and he still sucks, and he's sucking this COVID-19 thing. He's horrible, absolutely horrible, and some of the players have it now, and he's just handling it really bad, and you know, they're uncertain when it's going to restart, and they're still thinking about playing 162 games, which how are you going to do that? And there's talks about it going into November. So if you're in a cold place, how are you going to play that? They're so much questions. And the next thing that Rob Manfred handled horribly is the Red Sox investigation. Now, the Red Sox investigation into stealing signs and stuff is done. So you may ask, it's done. Why isn't the information out here? Well, Rob Manfred doesn't want to release it until the season starts back up, whenever that is. Why? Don't we want to give a heads up to every other team in the whole entire league and even the Red Sox if they don't know what their punishment is going to be yet, which they might not. It's not public information. But don't we want to give them a heads up? Because we could be waiting 3 months for this Red Sox investigation. We've already been waiting like 2 months as it is. So why isn't the information out there? Do you guys know?
Yeah, I don't get that.
Like, I don't understand. Yeah, it doesn't make sense to me.
It doesn't make any sense.
I don't see why they wouldn't just say, hey, this is your punishment. And yeah.
Just go ahead with it.
I think because I think they're just scared because of all the backlash they got for the Astros punishment.
Yeah.
No one really said it was good. They either said it wasn't enough or it was way too much.
Just waiting it out because they've already had so much fire on it. Wasn't enough. Yeah. Manfred, you know, people think Goodell's a bad commissioner, and then you look at baseball and you see.
But you don't see well, that.
I wouldn't say Goodell's bad, I'd just say he's biased.
Yeah.
Which is bad, but like he can kind of run the NFL.
Kind of.
It pains me to say that, but he's not.
I think everybody has to look at Adam Silver and be like, "Wow,
good, yeah."
Now that's a good commissioner.
Yeah, he's good.
Adam Silver reigns supreme. Now, the draft is getting shortened to 5 rounds. Why? Now the MLB has a lot of rounds in its draft, which makes sense because it has
a lot of
three prospects. Levels of minor league and a lot of prospects, but they're shortening it to 5 rounds. Now what's going to happen to the other prospects? I guess
this is their way of saving money.
Yeah. MLB cutting things. Yeah. 5 rounds. Maybe they're trying to do an NFL draft type thing, get that, but there's no interest really in college baseball and stuff, so it's going to be really tough to bring attraction to that, so I don't understand why they would do that. Just the 5 rounds thing doesn't make any sense. MLB playoffs could possibly expand after this whole entire COVID-19 thing happens. So are you in favor of this MLB playoff expansion or no?
Well, I'm not really one who knows much about the MLB in general. So I'm not really one to talk. But, I mean, I know the MLB has kind of been trying to find more ways to become more adapted to like being more attractive to the younger generations because they've become less and less like favored and popular. So maybe expanding this gives more tickets more to interest, sell, yeah. More interest, maybe more teams that you can pull into it. So maybe some more fans and more money.
I think an interesting thing that I was just thinking of is if we could put the MLB teams into every single team. So you would have the Nationals versus the worst team from last year, which right now like Marlins.
Yeah,
I think the Marlins were the worst team. So you would have all the teams in a tournament, mm-hmm. like an NCAA tournament. So when they all come back, instead of playing the regular season, you just play a 7-game series for an MLB team bracket. Worst team from last year plays the best team, and then you just knock them out. until we figure out who the best team in the MLB is. And I think that's a good idea. So
what would you entertain that? We'd have like October Madness.
I would be okay with it. I think it would be pretty entertaining. I wouldn't mind.
I think it would be good.
I think,
or you could do one game series.
And that's more betting people can place because you know how much people love to bet on things. So there's that.
And I think, you know, you bring in the bracket thing so that gets more people.
Yeah,
and
in the bracket, you make some like an attractive thing that everyone can bet on and then more people will pay attention to it.
Yeah.
You might not get as many people to actually go to the games, but people will still like watch it on TV. Yes, it's not like a one and done series, so it might not be as like massive numbers, but like if you get to a game seven, that will have good numbers.
And you didn't have we're gonna take a short break and we'll be back after that. And we're back with the worst thing that's ever happened to the sports world, arguably, COVID-19.
Yeah. It's affecting not only players and, like, the people within the organizations, but the employees that work at the stadiums and all that, too.
So one of the main things that happened is that the Bruins, they laid off some of their employees, and the Canadiens also laid off 60% of their employees.
Now, I know the family that owns the Bruins, though, is still going to donate them. Or they donated like $2 million to help pay for a short period of time for the employees that were laid off.
Now, a lot of this is, you know, it's good. Some of it's good because one of the arguments is that
it's forced
they're laying them off so they can get unemployment early so they can get paid then and stuff like that. But also you're laying them off, but they can't really do anything right now. So it's like,
And most of them are probably hourly rates anyway. And not working. So
it might be good for the employees and the company just so they can collect unemployment. The company doesn't have to employ them right now and things like that. But it's just a whole thing right now with the sports leagues that they might need to handle a little bit better, especially with the MLB and the NHL that don't make as much money. They're handling it a little, maybe not as good.
The NHL is doing better than the MLB.
Yeah, well, definitely. The MLB is handling it very badly. A Colorado Avalanche player has it now. That's a new one. And also a Red Sox minor leaguer has it. That also adds to the Yankees minor leaguers that has it. So COVID-19 has grown so much in the U.S. lately. Yes, and it's hit the NHL now, and it's hit the Red Sox now, and the Yankees. As of right now, I'm pretty sure those are the only MLB teams that have it. Kind of ironic.
Sure.
Sure. The NFL draft will be for charity. The NFL draft is going to be for charity this year for COVID-19, so that's going to be very good. I think that's perfect, actually, because the NFL doesn't need the money right now.
Facts.
It's good. And Drew Brees, he's going to give $5 million to COVID-19 relief, and that was a big news story for the NFL overall. And the NFL has done very good, I have to say, with COVID-19. It's easier for them.
They're
one
of the best leagues adapting to it. Obviously, it's probably easier for them because they're obviously not doing anything. Yep. So it's a bit harder for the NBA and the NHL to just suspend play right in the middle of it. But,
Trevor Lawrence also had his GoFundMe page for relief fund taken down by the NCAA. But then it was put back up after. There was a bunch of like media things saying that the NCAA took it down, and then some people were saying that Trevor took it down himself, but then they have it back up with the NCAA, let them do it now. So there's a lot of backlash from that, but then it turned around. But nonetheless, Trevor Lawrence, who is going to be the future number one pick in 2021, was allowed to do the COVID-19 relief fund, which was good because, you know, J.J. Watt after Houston got the hurricane, I'm pretty sure. He had like $50 million for that. So
yeah. JJ Watt has been really good at helping whenever there's like something bad that happens.
I'm surprised he hasn't done anything for he might have done something for the COVID-19.
Well, he's not really one that goes and speaks out about him doing something. He probably did something anonymously because he's a humble guy.
Most likely. It's sad that has to be coached by Billy O'Brien. But hopefully he'll get out of that someday. Anyways, that was Sports Report Podcast episode 25. Not a lot today, honestly.
There's not much happening.
I think
in
it's about this is 34 minutes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
About 30 minutes.
Yeah. So anyways, happy 28-3 day if you're not a Falcons fan. If you are, I'm sorry for your loss. And just stay safe and happy out there. You know, keep your
social distancing
6 feet. And we're being safe over here. We're using our hand sanitizer and our gloves and stuff. Masks are they only prevent from spreading the disease. So,
yeah.
You know, leave them to the health professionals. They need it the most. And just thank you for listening. We love you guys. Check out our social medias at Sports Report Po 1 on Twitter and at Sports Report Podcast on Instagram. Also, check out our YouTube, which just crossed over 10,000 views. So thank you guys so much for that. And we're going to be back with episode 26 in a week. So thank you guys for everything. And we love you. Bye-bye.